It is a joy to be with you this morning.
今天早上很开心可以跟大家在一起。
I am the regional minister for the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
那我是嘉西浸信会在西部的的领导。
Sure. And I oversee 60 congregations, and I get to pray for 60 congregations in British Columbia and the Yukon.
那我是在 BC 省和 Yukon 这两个省，那我是常常为其中60个教会来祷告。
And I have been praying for you.
那我也一直为你们教会祷告。
Asking the Lord to bring you a pastor.
那我也一直祷告，期待神呢可以带一个牧者到你们当中。
To prepare your hearts to receive that pastor.
并且来预备你们的心来迎接这位牧者。
And to prepare the pastor's heart to receive you.
同时呢，也求神预备牧者的心来迎接你们。
The Lord touched Jasper's heart and yours.
那神呢，就触动了宋旭春弟兄的心，也触动我们的心。
And so now a new day and a new chapter begins.
那现在呢，一个新的篇章即将开始。
And we're grateful for what the Lord has done.
那我们真的为神所做的事情献上感恩。
As I was thinking about this morning, I was drawn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
那今天早上呢，我愿意带领大家到提摩太后书第二章。
The text that was already read for us just a moment ago.
那我们刚刚也读过了经文。
This is a great day for you, the people of UCBC.
那今天对于我们 UCBC 的中会众来说是非常重要的一天。
After a long time of waiting and crying out to God in prayer,
那通过长时间的等候和向神的哭求，
the Lord has brought a new beginning.
那神终于为我们带来了一个新的开始。
It is good to be here, good to hear the commitments that will be made, and good to know again that our Lord does indeed answer prayer.
那我今天呢也很开心在这里可以听到大家的许诺，更明白神真的回应我们的祈求和祷告。
The first verse of 2 Timothy chapter 2 says this.
那在提摩太后书第二章第一节说道，
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
I love that verse, and in many ways I wish that every Christ follower in Canada would take it to heart and pray that they would grow strong in grace.
那我非常喜欢这句经文，其实我在很多方面都很喜欢这句经文，我也期待呢嘉西浸信会或者说加拿大所有的每一个跟随耶稣的人呢都可以把这句话记在心里。
Even more though, I can't think of a better passage to base a ministry on.
那今天呢我或者说我甚至找不到一个更好的经文可以帮助我们来开始一个新的侍奉。
Just consider the context of the verse.
那我们就来思考一下这句经文的背景。
Paul is at the end of his life and he's clearly passing the mantle of ministry on to Timothy.
那在这里呢，保罗已经结束了他知道在人生的晚期，所以他现在要把侍奉传给提摩太。
He wants Timothy to continue the work and the fight for the faith.
那他想要提摩太呢，可以继续进行他的工，也继续为信仰征战。
And Paul knows it's not going to be easy.
那保罗也知道这并不是一件容易的事情。
Ministry never is.
因为侍奉永远都不会容易的。
Jasper, I think you know this.
宋旭春弟兄，我知道你明白这一点。
Tom, you definitely know this.
那泡梅牧师，你一定已经明白这一点了。
Ministry is not easy, and that's why there are some specific commands here.
所以侍奉神并不容易，所以这里呢，保罗也给大家了一些建议。
In the verses preceding chapter 2, he lists the names of people who have fallen away from the faith.
那在这一章的前面呢，保罗已经列举出来了一些人，那这些人他们甚至离弃了这个信仰。
People who are no longer with them as they follow Christ.
那这些人不再与保罗同工，他们离开了基督。
The message is very clear.
那这个信息非常的清楚。
This is a hard calling to follow Jesus, and everyone doesn't make it.
所以呢，跟随神的呼召是一件非常艰辛的事情，每一个人都不太可能会成功。
But Paul immediately jumps into this idea of growing strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
但即便如此呢，保罗立刻呢，就向提摩太说出了跟随基督呼召的最重要的关键点。
And he follows that with some key advice.
那同时呢，也给了那同时也提供给提摩太一些非常关键性的建议。
First of all, he says, teach others who will teach others.
那第一点呢，就是要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Then he says, get ready to endure hardship because this calling is not easy.
并且他也要说到让提摩太准备好会受苦难，因为接下来的侍奉将会是非常艰难的。
Which we find in verses 3 to 6.
那我们也看到从第三节到第六节，保罗也提出了这样的一个观点。
And then a few verses later, he states that Timothy must deal with the false teachers.
那在后边的几节经文中呢，保罗也提出来，提摩太可能之后要学会怎样去应对假教师这个问题。
And he has to do it in a very specific way.
并且呢，保罗也给他非常具体的方案。
With kindness, gentleness, and hope that they might repent.
那就是要温柔、温温和和的去祷告。
Again, this ministry is not easy.
所以呢，这个侍奉是非常不容易的。
It takes real resiliency to stand and succeed in the face of all of these things.
所以呢，它需要非常强大的韧性，还有我们对我们信仰的忠诚。
People who are, sorry, Nancy.
Oh, no, no worries.
People falling away from the faith.
因为他们可能会面临以下这种的状况，那第一种呢，就是有些人可能会离弃这个信仰。
Teaching others to teach others when it's easier to do it yourself.
而且呢，我们也要学会交托那忠心能教导别人的人，尤其是当你觉得自己去教导比较容易的时候。
Pursuing with great endurance when it's easier to quit.
而且呢，我们需要极大的忍耐，尤其当我们发现还不如就直接一走了之的时候。
Dealing with false teachers with gentleness and kindness, which they do not show to us.
而且需要超乎一般的忍耐和温柔来对待那些假教师。
How do you find your way through all of this?
那究竟如何可以在这样的困境中找出一条出路呢？
How do you endure in ministry when it's easier by far just to walk away?
那你如何在侍奉中可以忍耐下来，如果你觉得一走了之比较容易的时候？
How do you find the grace to respond to those who teach false truths about grace?
那你又如何可以以恩典来回应那些在真理上的教导出现错误的人呢？
I suggest that there are three simple ideas from these verses that move us in the right direction.
那我觉得呢，在这段经文中，保罗给了我们三个观点，可以帮助我们走向正确的方向。
Let's always remember, number one, that ministry is hard.
那我们必须要记到第一点就是侍奉是非常艰辛的。
Paul invites Timothy to join him in suffering.
因为保罗邀请提摩太与他同受苦难。
Which literally means enduring under great strain.
所以这句话直接的意思就是表明要承受巨大的张力和压力。
And then he gives three examples of endurance.
所以呢，他在这里列举了三个例子。
A soldier, an athlete, and a farmer.
那就是一个士兵，一个农夫，还有一个运动员。
Soldiers are known for disciplined obedience.
所以对于一个士兵来说呢，他们需要有培训有素的顺服。
Athletes are known that they have to play by the rules.
那对运动员来说，他们知道必须要按照规矩来比赛。
Farmers are known for their hard work.
那农夫知道他们的工作是非常艰辛的。
That's the point for those of us in ministry.
所以呢，这也是我们在侍奉中的人应当明白的点。
Ministry requires great endurance.
因为侍奉需要极大的忍耐和受苦。
Which means we must have disciplined obedience.
所以呢，我们就需要训练有素的顺服。
Follow the rules.
我们要跟着规矩来做事情。
And work hard.
并且努力工作。
And this still will have great strain.
但是在这里呢，我们还是会有但即使这样，我们还是可以有力量。
There is a weight to pastoral leadership.
因为呢，我们在牧养的时候，我们会有一个等待的过程。
That weighs very heavily on us.
我们会有一个方法 ，sorry, can you repeat it?
That there's a weight to pastoral ministry that weighs heavily on us.
那我们知道其实是在牧养的时候会有一个很好的方式在我们身上。
I want to illustrate this for you in just a moment. I'm moving away from the notes here, Nancy.
Okay. 那我们就会给大家再说一下。
Jasper, imagine that I took that piano and put it on your shoulders.
那宋弟兄，你可以想象把这个钢琴放在你的肩膀上吗？
You're smiling.
你在微笑。
That is a picture of the weight of ministry.
其实这就是象征了服事的艰辛。
And in order for Pastor Jasper to have, in order for Pastor Jasper to sustain that weight,
那如果让宋牧师可以来承受这个钢琴的重量，
he needs to know that you are with him.
他必须要知道我们会众是与他是一起的。
Helping him.
我们会众是一直在帮助他的。
Praying for him.
我们弟兄姐妹是一直在为他祷告的。
Supporting him.
我们弟兄姐妹是一直在支持他的。
And if you do not,
但是如果我们不这样做的话，
the piano will kill him.
那这个钢琴可能会把他压死。
We do not want to kill him.
我们不想要让他累死。
We want to see him thrive.
因为我们想要看到他成长。
And so you need to help him.
所以我们大家需要帮助我们的牧者。
That is the only way that we can sustain the weight of ministry.
所以这也是唯一的方式，就是让牧者可以在这个侍奉中可以生存，也让我们侍奉可以发展下去。
While ministry is hard, we also have to recognize that there is a reward.
虽然呢，侍奉是非常艰辛的，但是我们也必须要明白，我们会有奖赏。
The soldier pleases his commander.
那就像这个士兵呢，是可以讨他长官的喜悦。
Just as we strive to please our Lord Jesus.
就好像我们在努力讨主耶稣的喜悦。
When the athlete plays by the rules, he wins.
那当运动员按照规矩来比赛，他赢的时候。
And there is victory in Christ in the holy moments.
那在耶稣基督里，我们也有得胜的时刻。
The farmer shares in the crops that he produces.
当然，农夫他先得粮食。
And we share in the fruit of the kingdom.
那我们也在神的国度中可以结果子。
Jasper, it will not all be hard.
所以那个宋牧师这都是会非常艰难的。
There will be moments of great reward.
可是我们知道会有恩典的时刻。
And we pray that there will be many.
那我们也祷告可以让你生命中时常充满恩典的时刻。
For you and the people of UCBC.
那也为你祷告，也为整个 UCBC 的会众来祷告。
That's why Paul urges Timothy to reflect on this in verse 7.
那这就是为什么保罗鼓励提摩太在第七节的时候去反思。
This is in fact an imperative, it is a command.
那其实这里呢是一个祈使句的句型，所以呢它是一个命令。
That's why he's saying think about these things.
所以他对提摩太说反思思想这些事情。
Reflect on these truths and take them deep into your soul.
要仔细的思想这些事情，并且把这些事情记在心里。
Yes, ministry is hard, and yes, we must be disciplined.
是的，侍奉是非常艰辛的，而且我们也的确需要被培训。
We have to follow the rules and we have to work hard.
那我们也要按照规矩来办事，我们也要努力的工作。
But it's not all about our personal stoicism and sweat equity.
但是这并不是靠着我们个人的坚韧和汗水就可以赚取的。
We can put our roots down deep in the grace of Jesus.
我们呢要深深地扎根于耶稣的恩典之中。
And find our strength there.
因为只有在那里，我们可以得到力量。
And we can build up a team of people to journey with us.
那我们也可以建立一群人，可以跟我们共同来侍奉。
Which is why he commands Timothy to teach others who will teach others.
那这就是为什么保罗教导提摩太要交托那能教导别人的人。
That is, I believe, the key.
那我相信这就是其中的关键点。
Cling to the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那就是在耶稣的恩典中成长。
Reminds us it's not about us.
那这一点呢，也提醒我们，整个侍奉并不是关乎我们自己。
But it's always about what Jesus has done.
因为它总是关乎于耶稣已经为我们所做的事情。
Doing this in community with those who are also dependent on the grace of Jesus.
所以呢，我们要跟一群同样依靠耶稣恩典的人共同来侍奉。
puts us in a place where we are never alone.
那只有这样的，我们在侍奉中的过程，在成长的过程才会不孤单。
UCBC, I remind you that you are not alone.
所以呢 ，UCBC 教会，我在提醒你，你并不是孤军前行的。
You are large. You are a part of a larger family of churches.
因为你是众教会中的一员。
Who are all dependent on the grace of Jesus.
是众教会都是依赖于耶稣恩典中的一员。
And we are praying with you and for you.
我们也一直为你祷告，也一直和你一同祷告。
Jasper, you are not alone.
宋旭春弟兄，你也不是孤单的。
Jesus is with you and for you.
耶稣呢是与你同行配，是为你而来的。
And there are other pastors who will be praying with you and for you.
那也有其他的牧者会与你一同祷告，也会为你来祷告。
Paul is reminding us that we must be a community of people who follow Jesus.
所以保罗再次强调了，我们必须要是一个跟随耶稣基督的群体。
Think about this, Paul said.
那我们来思想保罗所说的。
Do so deliberately and intentionally.
要努力地做工。
We need to grow strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
那我们就必须要先在耶稣的恩典中成长。
And we need to be with others who are also dependent on the grace of Jesus.
我们也要与其他同样依靠耶稣恩典的群体共同来成长。
And this is the way that we endure the challenges of ministry.
那这也是我们可以承受侍奉所带来的压力的关键点。
Finally, Paul says,
最后保罗说,
recognize that ministry is hard, so get ready to endure.
那你已经意识到这个侍奉是艰辛的，你也要做好受苦的准备。
Reflect on this, put your roots down into deep community.
你要长时间的来反思这个，并且要把自己扎根于同样信仰一个群体中。
And finally, he says, never forget the grace.
但最后呢，保罗特别强调，永远不要忘记神的恩典。
I wish I could say that this was true of every church I have ever known.
那我真的很期待呢，我可以给所有我所知道的教会都来讲明这一点。
Sadly, too many have forgotten the words of Amazing Grace.
可是很多的教会都忘记了奇恩典中歌词所说的。
I'm going to ask you to finish this sentence for me.
那我期待大家可以跟我一起来说这句话。
And you can say it in either English or in Mandarin.
你可以用英文、中文都可以。
Fill in the blank.
大家来填这个空。
'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far.
是浩大恩典使我敬畏。
And grace will lead me.
是恩典要带领我。
Let's try that again. And grace will lead me.
那恩典将带领我去
home. How do you say that in Mandarin?
天家。
It's grace that covers it all.
所以是恩典覆盖着所有。
It's grace that brought us to Jesus.
是恩典把我们带领到耶稣面前。
It's grace that sustained you while you were looking for a pastor.
那也是恩典支撑着我们来寻找一个牧师。
It is grace that brought Jasper here.
那也是恩典带领宋弟兄来到我们当中。
And it is grace that will take you on from here.
那也是恩典在这里与我们同行。
It is God's grace from beginning to end.
因为是神的恩典从起初到末了都与我们同在。
What exactly does this mean?
那这究竟意味着什么呢？
John Stott put it this way.
那约翰斯托德这么说。
Find the strength you need to do this.
那你就是当你在做事情的时候，要知道这样去寻找力量。
In the grace of Jesus Christ.
那就是要在耶稣的恩典中去寻找力量。
Find the strength you need not in yourself.
不要从自身去寻找力量。
But in His grace.
但是在他的恩典中来寻找力量。
Bathe in His grace until it tempers everything you do.
那要把自己完全沉浸在这恩典当中，直到我们全身都进入其中。
And then you will know it is not what you can do.
那直到那个时候，我们才明白，并不是我们自己可以做什么。
But what Jesus will do through His grace.
而是耶稣透过他的恩典可以在我们身上做什么。
So here is my question to you.
那这里我想问大家一个问题。
So UCBC and Pastor Song.
那宋牧师还有我们 UCBC 的众弟兄姐妹。
Do you want to see your church thrive and endure?
那你想要看到你的教会可以成长兴旺起来吗？
Then grow strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
那就让我们在耶稣的恩典中刚强起来。
And Jesus will bring you through.
因为唯有这样，耶稣才可以让我们可以度过所有的艰辛。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Oh, so we can have the introduction.
I'm going to ask Tom to come and join me.